Now continue with lesson number 5 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. We continue in the second perek, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. In Mishnah Gimel, we will learn some of the particulars about the materials used in writing a get, in writing a divorced document. Bakol Kosvin. The Mishnah says that, generally speaking, one can write a get on any type of paper, and with any type of ink, except certain papers and certain ink, which we will discuss. Bakol Kosvin, Bidyo, you can use ink made of a material called afotzim, which is a tint, an ink, which is extracted from the acorns of a certain tree, perhaps an oak tree. Or besam. Besam is a mineral, a type of earth, which is brownish-red. Or besikra, with a dye, a red dye. Ubikomos, with the resin of a tree, with a kind of an ink or tint which is extracted from the resin, the sap of a tree. Uvikankantom, which is a type of dye or tint which is made out of water which has a very high copper content and therefore leaves a mark. The main thing is uvichol dovo shehu shel kayoma. As long as the liquid which is being used as an ink leaves a mark, leaves a permanent mark, it is kosher to be used in writing a get. However, ein kosvin, one does not write a get, lo b'mashkin, not with juice, let's say, of a grape or of a berry of some sort, v'lo b'mei peros, not of juice which is squeezed out of a fruit, orange juice, nor on any other type of liquid which does not last, which does not leave a permanent mark. Al hakol kosvin, one can write upon any surface. Al ha'oleh shel zayis, one can write a get on an olive leaf, if that olive leaf is removed from the tree. It's just an olive leaf separate from the tree on the table. You can write the get on it. You can even write a get on the horn of a cow, but then you got to give her the whole cow. You can't write the get on the horn while the horn is on the cow, then detach the keren from the cow and give her the keren, the horn. That can't be done, and the reason is because when the Torah speaks about a get, it reads, v'chosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyodo. He writes for her this book of severance, and he gives it to her. Writing, giving. There cannot be any intermediate step between the writing and the giving, between the v'kosav and the v'nosan. So therefore here, if you write the get on the keren shel poro while the keren is still on the poro, then you detach the keren from the poro and give it to the woman. So the ketzitza, the detaching, the amputation of the horn from the head of the cow is intervening between v'kosav and v'nosan. It's v'kosav, v'kotzatz, and then v'nosan. That doesn't work. Similarly, al hayod shel evet, you can write a get on the hands of a slave, v'nosen lo eso evet, if you give her the evet. Here's a present. It's my favorite slave and your divorce. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, no. Ein kosvin lo al dovor sheyesh bo ruach hayim. One does not write a get on any living creature, v'lo al ha'ocholim, and not upon foodstuff. And a leaf of a tree, by the way, is considered foodstuff. Because, for one thing, doves, as we know from Parshas Noach, eat olive leaves. Rabbi Yossi Haglili's reason, the Gemara explains, is because the Torah says, give her a sefer krisus, a book of severance. And Rabbi Yossi HaKlili argues, a book is not a living creature. A book is not foodstuff. And therefore, Keren Shel Poro, Eved, Yad Shel Eved, May Peros, etc., are all disqualified from being used for a get because they are either living creatures or foodstuffs. The Gemara Mishnah continues, and we will explain this Mishnah according to the way the Gemara explains it, according to Rabbi Elazar, the man who holds Ede Mesiro Karte, and as we know, that's the halacha. And we'll follow the Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar. Ein kosvin b'mechuba l'karka. You cannot write a get upon something which is attached to the earth. You have a tree. You can't go over to the surface of the tree, write a get there, then cut down the tree and give it to the woman. For the same reason we learned in the Mishnah Gimel, and that is that it has to be v'kosav v'nosan, and otherwise it's not going to work. And similarly, it has to be something which is v'nosan, something which is givable, which is davar haniten miyad liyat. You don't give people trees. To cut down the tree, maybe you can give them the part of the tree, but then the talisha, the uprooting or the cutting down of the tree, would intervene between the kosav and the venosan, and it would be possible. Gemara explains that our mission is teaching you that you don't even write the tofas haget. Remember, I distinguish between the tofas haget, which is just the general form of the get, because if you start writing the tofes on a tree, you might write the Torah from the tree, and the Torah father fill in the blanks, the name of the man, the name of the woman, the date, and therefore even the tofes cannot be written on the mechuba. You can't write the tofes on the mechuba, then cut down the tree, then write the Torah because of exera. Shema yichtov haTorah al haMechuba. Kisavo b'mechuba. But suppose a person did write a get on a tree, but he only wrote, the Gemara explains, the tofus. He only wrote the external forms and left open the blanks, so to speak. And then he cut down the tree, or ripped off the branch upon which this was written, v'chasamo, and he signed it, meaning, according to Rabbi Lazar, he wrote the Torah. He filled in the blanks, the names of the husband, the wife, the date, etc. And then unisan ola. So lechatchila, we don't do this because gzeira shema yichtov es haTorah al haMechuba. But if he wrote only the tofes on the mechuba, and then the Torah, which is the main part of the get, which has to be done lishma, etc., was done already not b'mechuba, but b'tolosh after it was already removed from the ground. Then, b'di'eved, the get is kosher. This is how the Gemara explains the Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karti, and the Gokosav means the Kesivas HaGet. The get has to be written, meaning the Torah HaGet has to be written Lishma, and not B'mechubar, etc. However, Rabbi Yehuda Poso. Rabbi Yehuda says that a get is possible even by the Eved, even if the Tofas alone, the external form alone, was written by Mechubar while the tree was still attached to the ground. And the Torah was written separately, it would still be possible. We require that both the writing and the Chasima, meaning both the Tofas and the Torah, be written by Betolush, not by Mechubar. A gzeira. This is a gzeira that we're concerned if once a person starts writing the tofes when it's mechuba and then uproots the branch and signs it, etc., he might eventually write the whole document while the branch is still b'mechuba, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is gozer, it's possible even b'diavet. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, another halacha, Ein kosvin, one does not write a get upon paper which has been previously erased. Lo al hanyor ha-mochuk, upon erased paper. Now, of course, paper, in the time of the Mishnah, was not what we call today paper. It was more of a papyrus type thing, where if you erased it, it was always possible to erase it further and not tell that it was erased. So that, therefore, a get could be written on this erased paper. I could come along again, erase what was written, and put in all kinds of things. Yes, I divorce you on the condition you give me $1 million or whatever. And it wouldn't be discernible that it was erased the second time. So therefore, we do not use erased paper at all. If you have a get where you find erasures on the get, that itself invalidates the get. Nor can you write a get upon parchment which is not totally finished, where the tanning process, making it from leather into parchment, has not been fully done. Because here too, Mipneshu Yachol his Dayef, it's possible to do all sorts of forgeries upon this type of unfinished parchment known as diftero. The Chachamim machshirim. The Chachamim say, no, even if you write on whatever kind of paper, erased paper, diftero, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Because the Chachamim say that when it comes to a get isha, the main thing that matters is the edei mesira, the witnesses who see the get transfer, the document transferred from husband to wife. Now these witnesses are going to read the get, and they know what it says inside, and then they're going to watch the get being transferred from husband to wife. Well, they read the get, we can always call upon them and say, hey, did this get always have this language in it? Did it make reference, in my silly example, to the $1 million gift condition from wife to husband? And they'll say, no, we read the get, it was a plain old ordinary get, etc. So we rely on this regard by Gitei Noshim, by divorce documents, on the Edei Mesira. By the way, the Chachamim would agree that when it comes to other documents, not divorce documents, where we do not rely upon the Edei Mesira, upon the witnesses who observed the transfer from husband to wife, but rather bills of sale, loan documents, etc., we rely upon the Edei Chasima, we rely upon the people, the witnesses who signed the document, there the Chachamim would agree you cannot write upon Niyar Mochuk, upon previously erased paper, nor can you write upon Diftera or on anything else which is easy to be forged. Okay, so we have finished now lesson number 5.